Page 115, Task 2, Discussion.
Where are you going?
To a bookie. Arsenal is playing Tottenham this afternoon, and I am pretty sure that my favorites will win.
You mean you're planning to risk your money on some football game?
It's not some football game. It's the biggest rivalry in London.
In a matter of fact, I do know the teams. I just don't think that you should risk your money on a game. Even if the Gunners win, how much money are you expected to win? And how much are you betting?
The odds are 1.8, and I plan to place a 50-pound bet on Arsenal.
Just for clarification, if Arsenal wins, you end up with an extra 40 pounds, right?
Absolutely.
But if they draw or lose, you'll lose your bet. I really think it's just money down the drain.
Life is full of uncertainties. I'm just taking my chances.
A word of caution. Gambling can become addictive, and you may end up losing lots of money.
Well, I'd appreciate your advice on how to invest my money then. I've always thought that this is definitely going to make me rich. I've even come up with a winning scheme to ensure my winnings.
You know it won't work, don't you? I'd recommend looking into some good options on the stock market.
I knew you were going to say that. It's interesting to note the similarities and differences between gambling and investing. I think there are mainly similarities here.
Not really. Just do the math. Look at the history of any blue chip company recently. When you have a share, it really means that you own a part of a company, and when it makes profit, you make profits too.
Sounds good, but I don't have time for it now. Gotta go to the game. I will skip the bookie for now, and I will talk to you about investment opportunities after we win.